Our next guest, you can see him as a correspondent on The Daily Show on Comedy Central. He's in town for the All-Star Weekend. I'd like to welcome back to the show, comedian Roy Wood Jr.
It's great
to
see you.
How you been?
I'm good, man.
You look a little tired, and it's afternoon.
Saturday was long. Saturday night was very long. Chicago's the only city I come to where I need to, you need a hydrate day.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you need a day just like, all right, you do Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday you hydrate, then you go home Tuesday.
You know, I got a guy that can give you an IV, Dr. Jack. He comes on the show all the time.
I've heard about people doing, how much does that cost? It sounds like some rich people stuff, but
it's about a buck and a quarter, $125, but it cures your hangover.
I heard it, works in, 20 minutes or something crazy.
It's unbelievable. I've done it probably a half a dozen times.
And legit, just hangover gone.
Yes. If you have the flu, same thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then they can put special vitamins in it or whatever.
They can put any. You want coffee in there? They can put that in there. You can also get a vitamin B shot in your butt. It'll give you more energy. It'll last about 2 weeks.
Really?
I do it all, man.
All right. This is like life steroids.
Isn't it? Nice.
All right. I'm with it.
I see you wearing the Cubs hat. That's a nice lid.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's always my thing. When I come to town, I go to Wrigley or I go over to Wrigleyville and just buy. I buy my allotment of Cubs attire for the year.
Nice.
February, March. There's better stuff out at spring training. I don't know what it is, but there's just, I don't know. I see more interesting shirts in Arizona than I do in Chicago.
You're probably right. Yeah.
And I'll go and grab a couple things and, all right, these are my four hats for this year or until I need hats again. So anytime I'm in Chicago, I have to stock up on the good stuff because this is where the better selection is.
You grew up in Alabama. Are you a Cub fan?
Yeah. I grew up watching the Cubs. Everybody acts root for the Braves. The Braves were trash in the 80s.
Yes.
And they came on at night. And in our house, only one TV had a cable box. So you couldn't watch the Braves at night because my dad was hogging the remote because he's watching Hunter and NYPD Blue or whatever the hell was on in the 80s.
Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I loved Hill Street Blues.
I couldn't watch baseball. The only time I could watch baseball was during the afternoon when I got home from school. So I'd get home around 3, and the 1:30 game would still be on.
Right.
So I could catch the back half of the Cubs game and then the Disney afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would step outside and play in the streets a little bit. But you just grow up. You fall in love with what you watch. It's the same reason I'm a Dolphins fan. Regional coverage.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's how everybody across the United States fell in love with the Cubs because of WGN-TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're gone. They have their own network now. It's called Marquee Network.
Yeah, so that's what I've heard. Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, around the United States.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see if providers pick them up at some point.
Right.
Because I feel like the Cubs have enough of a vocal fan base to go, hey, what the hell? Because otherwise you're waiting for ESPN to carry you as the game of the week.
Yep.
And that's not going to be fun.
They didn't even cut a deal yet with Xfinity here in Chicago. They're not on in Chicago yet. In spring training, the first game, I think, is the 22nd. So we're not going to be able to see it except online or on our phones.
Oh, so we got to get the MLB app. Blah, blah, blah.
Roy Wood Jr. is here. All-Star Weekend. What'd you do this weekend? Do you have stuff planned, or are you here to have fun?
Well, I had the honor of being able to perform over with Conan O'Brien, and, they're doing a Team Coco's House. Conan is a big, it's very understated how much of a supporter of stand-up comedy Conan O'Brien is.
Oh, my gosh.
In terms of young comedians and showcasing comedians and touring comedians, it is really a very, very important part of his DNA.
That's how I found out about you coming to town. I was listening to Conan's podcast last Monday. I swear to you, Roy. I swear. And I couldn't figure out. I knew you were coming to town. I knew you were coming in studio today. And I'm like, how did I find out, Roy? And you just triggered it. I listened to Conan's podcast. It's so good.
Conan, there was a 5-year stretch where no other late night show, this is before I got The Daily Show, there was a 4 or 5 year stretch where no other late night show would even consider having me on.
Why?
I don't know. Ask them. It is what it is. Right. I've done Letterman, but it never gotten asked back. So fine. But I couldn't get on anywhere else. I thought I was. They laughed. Whatever. But Conan has always been a supporter of stand-ups, and if he thinks you're funny, he's going to work with you, and you're going to come on repeatedly, and then I'm going to start touring a comedy show and do pop-ups in random cities.
Smart.
I'm
going
to invite you to come be a part of it. So that was thing one. So once I started, once I agreed to do the Conan gig, and that show sold out, I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I should go over to the Laugh Factory and see what they're doing over there. So I went over, performed over there. I just love comedy. I love the city, so... That was it. And so after those two shows, that's when the drinking started.
Oh,
why
boy.
Why not have the IV machine at the bar?
They do that in Vegas.
Like, why do I have to go to this this IV? Let's come back to this IV man. Do I got to go to his IV hut
yes.
somewhere in
yes.
town and
yes,
sit in a
do.
Sterile room with terrible magazines?
I've been in. It's very nice. You can watch Sports Center. They have a TV in there, and you sit on a couch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then put a lounge. Put an IV lounge in the corner of the bar, and just as you're staggering out of the bar to go vomit in the street.
Right.
Hey, man, hook me up. Give me one of these B12 shots in my butt cheek right here at the bar, please.
So you were at Laugh Factory last night at Belmont and yeah. Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, this is a good time, man. It's a good city. I've never gone. What's crazy is that I've never gone to an All-Star game before. When it comes to sports, basketball is, I am a fan of the sport.
Yep.
But I...
You can't play?
Not really. I'm okay. Like, if you need a 10th man to even out the team at the gym, fine.
Can you pass the ball?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I would rather do. I would rather not have the pressure. I'm the guy off the ball doing all the... I'd be the trash man. I'm the guy setting the picks.
Yes,
and,
you're fouling.
Yeah, blocking out, doing all the stuff underneath. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the guy, I would have, like, 2.4 rebounds, but, like... 18 intangibles. There's no statistical categories.
18 intangibles.
Yeah.
I love that. That's nice.
It's. I grew up rooting for the Hornets.
Okay.
But, you know, after the Kendall Gill, Robert Parrish, Dale Curry, Bivak, Anthony Mason
right.
type era, like around there, when the Hornets left and went to New Orleans, it's kind of when I checked out of basketball.
Okay.
As a regular, this is my team, these are the players, yeah. When they left and went to New Orleans, I just became a fan of the sport.
Got it.
And then I felt like, all right, the Bobcats are here. They have a black owner. I should support black-owned business.
Right.
And root for the Bobcats. So I attempted to be a Bobcats fan.
They're terrible.
Woo!
They're bad, man.
Woo!
I want you to hold that thought, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you your favorite NBA player of all time. Okay.
Oh.
So think about that. Roy Wood Jr. is here. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios on 720 WGN. Roy Wood Jr. is here. He's in town for All-Star Weekend. Before the break, we were talking about your favorite NBA player of all time. I'll tell you mine first.
Okay.
Number 23. Number one.
Jordan.
Scottie Pippen, number two.
33.
Very good.
Okay.
And I'd like to go old school, maybe a Chocolate Thunder, a Daryl Dawkins back in the day, maybe an Artis Gilmore because of the fro.
Okay, old school.
Yeah, how about you? Favorite NBA player of all time?
Old school Bill Russell.
Oh, yeah, sure.
New school, just because Bill Russell also had to fight racism. Like, that's just a whole other
nobody ever talks
game.
About that. They talk about his championships now. Great,
he
was. Think about that. You're playing. You're a black man in the 60s.
You know how many more championships he could have won if he didn't have the stress of being called the N-word out in traffic every day?
Everywhere he went.
He'd have had 15 rings.
Oh, man.
New school, only because I'm an Alabama boy. I'm going to go Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Just because he was, you know, gritty. I know he never got a ring, but a lot of that is circumstantial and team dynamics. And also, he just came up in the Jordan era. Just how unlucky are you to just be born in an era with another dude who's just dominant?
Like, right. Yeah.
That's it. Like, you just said, sorry, this is Jordan's that your mom should have had sex sooner and maybe you'd have got one in the 80s against Magic. Sorry.
Charles has been in town all week. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't mean to bring up Conan's podcast again, but one of the funniest podcasts I've ever heard is Conan with Charles Barkley, because Charles just makes fun of Conan because he's so tall and he can't play basketball. He was so good on that.
Barkley is just... So opinionated, says exactly what's on his mind, and I just think that's an embodiment of how most athletes should carry themselves.
I agree.
Because it's like when you go greatest of all time, it's like, well, the rings, and if you look at Steph Curry, he may surpass. But when I also look at just being an honest individual off the court, and he's very benevolent. You know, like, you know, you can disagree with a lot of his opinions if you want, but, you know, we're talking about a man who just recently took $1 million out of his own pocket and donated it to a black college in the Birmingham area where I'm from. And for me, an athlete can be great on the court, but for me, the metric that I choose to measure by is, what are you doing to better the lives of other people around you?
He donates to women's causes in Birmingham too, man. He does, and he's such an unbelievable storyteller. I mean, it's a guy that you just want to be around, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. You know, he's a guy that has for sure lived a life. I think also in the conversation with Barkley for me, Kobe was also very benevolent off the court. Steph Curry does a lot of stuff. I like Jordan as well. You know what I like about Jordan? I like the fact that Jordan just still challenges the younger players. Like,
he does.
Jordan's brain,
thinks he can play.
In Jordan's brain, he's still 31.
Yes. Yes. Like,
here, baby, hold my cigar, my cognac. I'm about to. Like, I believe Jordan would try to hoop in dress shoes. If somebody challenged him just right now to a game of 21, let's go, baby.
Right. Very competitive.
Yeah.
But I wish Michael would be more outspoken. Like this weekend, like today, I would love to see him start the All-Star game, and he's not. I think he left. I think he's out of town already.
Really? Yeah. Already? He had his birthday party here, right?
I know. He's been here since Thursday. He had some Nike events, and I think he left this morning. That's the word that I've heard.
Well, dang, Jordan.
I know, man. I know. That's where Michael needs to step up his game.
Well, I've always respected him, and I had the pleasure also in Birmingham of seeing him during his baseball year.
Oh boy,
is it years or year?
It was a year and a half.
Year and a half. Yeah,
93 and 94.
He was at the time the Barons were so trash that they would give the tickets away to middle school. Well, I was in high school at the time. They would give it and then Jordan got to town, and then all of a sudden, Will, you need to make the AB honor roll to go to the Barons. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
it's
man.
Still eight other mediocre players. I think Pete Rose Jr. was in around that time with the Barons.
Yep. I do remember that. It was just terrible. He wasn't, I mean, the greatest basketball player of all time. Think about that. He left basketball in his prime to go play baseball.
And he hit home run. People need to understand how hard it is to hit a baseball.
It's so difficult.
To hit, even at that level, it's still 95 miles an hour.
Yeah. And the ball moves, too.
What's the statistic? Is it 0.3 seconds? 0.8 seconds? Like, it's pat, pat. Like, it's,
right. That's it.
That's all the time you have to figure out what this ball is doing, where it's going, and hit it somewhere. Like, it's insane, man.
I mean, the Hall of Fame players, they fail 7 out of 10 times hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Think about it. A 300 hitter gets in the Hall of Fame.
No other sport can you be that. No other sport can you be good 30% of the time. And they go, you're the greatest to ever do it.
Was it weird seeing Jordan in a Sox uniform, a Barons uniform?
It was a little weird. It was surreal. We went to a couple of games. Our coach took us. And I don't know, but we saw him early. Yeah. The swing was ugly.
Oh, boy. Well, the swing was ugly. It remained ugly, but it got a little bit better.
It got a little bit better. But we saw the swing, and I was like, ooh, I swing better than Michael Jordan. Makes you feel like a little bit better if you think you can do anything on Jordan's level. It's just swinging a baseball. But we're also high schoolers. We're getting 70-mile-an-hour pitching. We're not seeing anything that he's seeing.
Right. I mean, he batted 230 for his career, I want to say, or 225.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very good.
What I would love to see, though, I was arguing with a buddy of mine about this, watching the Celebrity Game, which, by the way, any organizers of the Celebrity Game, Roy Wood Jr. is available to do all of the setting screens. Mm-hmm. I have all the intangibles.
I'm a shooter, man. I could do it. I'm a two guard. Give me the ball.
Two things. So with the Celebrity Game, one, the way I would fix the NBA Celebrity Game, put all the people that take it seriously on the same team. And then you put all the people that are just out there casually, the people you've never heard of, who is that guy? That's a separate team. And you do it like the Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals.
Right.
And just have one group of celebs that's just trashing
the other group. But for now, what they do, they evenly balance each team with competitive and, ooh, I'm just out here. I don't really know basketball.
I don't like it, yeah.
So there's always one weak link on both sides of the ball. Just have one team that is just a bunch of destroyers.
Who was the MVP on Friday night for the celebrity game?
No clue.
It was Common.
Was it?
Yeah.
He was good. I saw the highlights. Like, Common was out there for real hooping. Like,
a Chicago
like
guy,
they're gonna get
Common.
A contract.
Good-looking guy. He can play basketball. He's won a Grammy, an Emmy, and an Oscar. I hate him.
Yeah, he's close to the EGOT, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's going to get a Tony. He's going to be the EGOT guy.
Yeah. I also feel like it would be more fun if we saw athletes from other sports playing.
Oh, you're right.
In the game.
Mahomes was in town this weekend, but I'm sure they're not going to let him play.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So then you have to get the ex-athletes. Like, I think I would have more fun. I would enjoy it if you had celebs versus ex-jocks.
Right.
You get some of the just retired. Like, you get, like I know Terrell Owens has been in town and been bouncing around. Like, you get a couple wide receivers. You get people that are still physically fit and
right.
still, like, Antonio Brown versus Common, one-on-one at the top of the
you
key.
You sure you want to do that?
Yes, why not? Ratings.
I would tune in for that one, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. But when you see an athlete that you're used to seeing do one thing, do another thing, and they do it well, it's like, wow, that's pretty damn good.
So are you going to the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there.
You got tickets? You got a guy?
I got a guy. Conan.
Conan got you tickets.
I'm telling you, man, he loves comedians.
I need Conan on the show. How do we get Conan on the show so I can be in his inner circle?
Now that I do have a guy for, I can talk to the other guy and
really?
See if we
can. You can
Conan.
Do that for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I can message the guy.
I like that.
I can text him. I don't know if he'll respond before Monday, which might be too late.
I can't go to the game. I have to do TV after this. I know you look at me and say, wow, he's going to face your radio. I appreciate that, but I have to do TV tonight.
Yeah.
Talk about the game.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to see how this new format goes. The bigger question is this experimental or are they going to do are they doing this format?
Remind me what they're doing tonight.
So the format is each quarter is its own individual game. The fourth quarter is the cumulative score of the first three quarters.
Wow. I'm already lost.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Exactly. But with each winning team donating money to the Mamba and Mambacita Foundation. So they're raising money for Kobe. I understand why they're doing it, but the question becomes, are you going to do this again? Like, I would have rather you just donate per point or per basket and it equals out to the same amount of money.
Right.
But the people that are arguing for this format are that you need the game to remain competitive, so if each quarter is its own individual game, then the players will play hard the entire game instead of just being out there lollygagging around.
Where the score is 160 to 158 at
Correct.
The end of the game.
Yes.
Jeez, man. Wow. Roy Wood Jr., you can go to his website, roywoodjr.com. It's great to see you, man. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
I wish I could lie and tell you I'd be back in Chicago soon to perform, but I'm not sure when. It'll probably be in the summertime, but I will be back at Wrigley.
And you and I have a mutual friend, Steve Byrne, and I sent him a text. I said, Roy's coming in. Do you want to come on the show? And, of course, he went dark on me, and he'll respond tonight.
He's
got seven kids, and he's not paying attention.
Steve Byrne doesn't like condoms. Yes, the rest.
Roy Wood Jr., you're the best, man.
Thanks.
All right, it's 720 WGN.